Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Sunday morning, December 29th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of events news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Over 10,000 people have toured the Psychiatry and Industry of Death Museum in Clearwater. The Psychiatry and Industry of Death Museum in Clearwater, Florida, has welcomed over 10,000 visitors since its opening. Located at 109 N Fort Harrison Ave, the museum features educational panels and videos created from interviews with experts and survivors. The exhibit aims to raise awareness about the history of psychiatry and advocate for changes in mental health laws. Operated by the Florida chapter of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CCHR, the museum offers free admission and a two-hour self-guided tour. CCHR, a nonprofit organization, also hosts seminars and workshops on mental health rights and alternative solutions. For more information, call 727-442-882.
Spread joy this holiday season with PQ.hosting. Join our charity campaign and win a MacBook Air. PQ.hosting, a global leader in high-performance hosting solutions, is hosting a charity campaign to support orphanages and give participants a chance to win prizes, including a MacBook Air 13. Clients can join by ordering or extending a hosting plan and entering the prize giveaway. Prizes include an iPhone 16 Pro Max, gaming accessories, account balance, and more. The campaign runs from December 18th to December 29th, with winners announced on December 30th. CEO Ivan Nekolidi invites everyone to spread joy this holiday season and make a difference. Visit PQ.hosting's website for more details and don't miss this opportunity to give back and win big. Introducing SOV, the ultimate power strip for safety and efficiency. Introducing SOV, the ultimate power strip for safety and efficiency. SOV features a safety switch inside the outlet to prevent electric shock and short circuits, setting a new standard in power management. The Kickstarter campaign for SOV launches in January, offering backers the opportunity to be among the first to own this revolutionary device. SOV reimagines the traditional power strip with features like automatic power switch and overload protection, ensuring safety and durability. With a flame retardant design and IPX4 waterproof rating, SOV is built to keep your electronics safe. Its smart, space-saving design includes a thin, flat plug and 4x125-volt AC outlets. Join the revolution in power management with SOV on Kickstarter in January 2025. Incheon's bold return to CES 2025, pioneering tomorrow's smart cities. The Incheon Free Economic Zone Authority, FEZ, will make a strong comeback at CES 2025, under the theme Urban Renaissance, Building Tomorrow's Smart Cities Today. IFEZ will showcase its smart city vision and highlight cutting-edge technologies from 41 innovative companies. The Incheon IFEZ Pavilion will spotlight 10 leading Incheon-based startups in AI, urban tech, and smart city solutions. This extensive representation underscores Incheon's emergence as a tech innovation hub, reflecting its global ambitions and technological prowess. The pavilion will serve as a dynamic networking hub for global business leaders, investors, and innovators to explore potential collaborations with Incheon-based companies. IFA's participation at CES 2025 reaffirms its commitment to driving global innovation and fostering international partnerships. Michael Pellig attends 2024 LBMA-LPPM Global Precious Metals Conference. Renowned gold trading expert Michael Pellig recently attended the 2024 LBMA-LPPM Global Precious Metals Conference in Miami. The three-day event brought together over 700 professionals from 250 organizations worldwide discussing critical topics like macroeconomic trends and the evolving role of platinum group metals. Peleg highlighted the conference's value in providing insights into the precious metals market and connecting with industry leaders. Sessions covered the importance of gold for central banks, AI innovations in the sector, and the future of gold investment. Notable speakers included Dwight W. Anderson, Robert Armstrong, and Sir Sherrod Cowper Coles, offering expert perspectives on the industry's present and future. Avionteque year-end rebate promo, save on avionics test equipment. Avionteque, a trusted name in the aviation industry for high-quality avionics test equipment, is offering a limited-time rebate promo until December 31, 2024. Customers purchasing selected items can enjoy special rebates and receive a complimentary iPad or Bose earbuds with each completed order. This promotion is a token of appreciation for valued clients who trust Avionteque for their aviation test equipment needs. To claim the rebate and your free gift, simply mention the promotion when placing your order. Avionteque will also be participating in upcoming trade shows in 2025, including Verticon 2025, AEA 2025, and MRO Americas 2025. Visit their booth to explore the latest offerings and take advantage of exclusive show promotions.
Hibbett and Nike announced Duncanville High School Boys and Girls Basketball as second recipient of new philanthropic initiative, First String. Hibbett and Nike have named Duncanville High School Boys and Girls Basketball as the second recipient of their philanthropic initiative, First String. The program, in partnership with Nike, includes a $50,000 donation to the basketball programs. The launch event featured NBA player Anthony Black, who shared his journey from high school standout to NBA draft pick. The teams received LeBron Witness 8 shoes and scholarship funding. The initiative aims to empower student athletes both on and off the court, providing career development opportunities and support. For more information on First String, contact Kelly Bowman at kelly.bowman@hibbett.com.
GRE Alpha showcases advanced LED control solutions at Hong Kong International Lighting Fair 2024. GRE Alpha Electronics Limited, a leader in LED power supplies and lighting control solutions, showcased its latest LED dimming and control technology innovations at the 26th Hong Kong International Lighting Fair. The event provided an ideal platform for GRE Alpha to highlight its partnerships with Japan Display Inc. and Kasambi, offering advanced wireless control technology and innovative liquid crystal devices for precise lighting control. With industry trends emphasizing energy-efficient lighting solutions, GRE Alpha continues to expand its portfolio of Lumi-free compatible products and dimming modules, making it easier for customers to adopt these new technologies within their existing setups. For more information about GRE Alpha's innovative LED dimming solutions, visit their website.
Join the laughs and celebrate New Year's Eve at Comedy Village, the only comedy club in Times Square. As New Year's Eve approaches, comedy enthusiasts and tourists can celebrate at Comedy Village, the only comedy club near the NYE Ball Drop in Times Square. Two shows at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. will feature renowned comedians Nick Simmons, PJ Landers, Chrissy Gregory, and Nick Callis. The club's owner, PJ Landers, expressed excitement for the event, offering a unique experience combining laughter with the NYE Ball Drop. Guests can enjoy a champagne toast, appetizers, and an after-party at the venue's cocktail bar. Comedy Village, a fixture in the NY comedy scene for over two decades, continues to showcase top talent. Connect on social media for updates and don't miss the opportunity to ring in the new year with laughter and joy at Comedy Village in Times Square. Parent Coaching Institute Graduate launches online community for both parents and parent coaches. Natalie McCabe, a graduate of the Parent Coaching Institute, has launched the Powerful Parenting Collective, an online community connecting parents with professional parent coaches. The community offers guidance, resources, and a space for meaningful connections to help parents thrive. Gloria DeGaetano, founder of PCI, highlights the opportunity for PCI-certified parent coaches to exchange best practices and support each other. The Powerful Parenting Collective is open to both parents and professional coaches, with an affiliate program for coaches launching in early 2025. For more information, contact Natalie McCabe at natalie@nataliemccabe.com. The Parent Coaching Institute is now accepting applications for the 2025 spring term, offering a year-long parent coach certification program. Learn more at dopci.org. Blue Ridge Therapeutic Wilderness launches new programming to enhance adolescent care. Blue Ridge Therapeutic Wilderness has launched a new initiative to enhance adolescent care, offering bi-weekly overnight stays at its bunkhouse for girls and boys ages 12 to 14 and 14 to 17. This program combines outdoor experiences with indoor activities like jewelry making and gourmet cooking to promote personal growth and emotional regulation. The bunkhouse experience provides physical and emotional comfort, allowing students to recharge and engage in deeper self-reflection. Blue Ridge Therapeutic Wilderness aims to support families by seamlessly integrating outdoor immersion with creative and therapeutic opportunities. Learn more about their licensed and accredited program by visiting their website or contacting an admissions counselor.
Mark C. Saperstein co-chairs Trial Academy at NJAJ Meadowlands Conference. Mark C. Saperstein, co-founder and co-chair of the Meadowlands Conference, recently announced the NJAJ Trial Academy, a two-day program aimed at enhancing trial lawyer skills. The event, held by the New Jersey Association for Justice, featured top legal educators and state and federal judges, attracting over 750 attorneys. Davis Saperstein and Salomon PC partner Adam B. Letterman was installed as president after being an active NJAJ member for over a decade. The firm had several attorneys participate in various conference programs. Davis Saperstein and Salomon PC is known for providing exemplary legal representation in personal injury cases, securing over $1 billion in settlements and verdicts for clients in New Jersey and New York.
Unleash Your Inner Worth, Women's Empowerment Summit and Gala set for March 14 to 15, 2025 in Atlanta. Unleash Your Inner Worth, Inc. announces its annual Women's Empowerment Summit and Gala on March 14 to 15, 2025 in Atlanta, Georgia. The event will feature keynote speakers like Christina Bronner and Kimberla Lawson Roby, along with entertainment from comedian Anthony A.D. Demmer. Grammy-nominated singer Selena Johnson and actress Brelly Evans will headline the summit on March 15th, joined by a lineup of dynamic speakers. The gala will include a keynote from Queen Brooklyn Tankard, a performance by the Tony Tatum Experience, a silent auction, and a donation presentation to Tabitha's House. Dr. Dwan Abrams, founder of Unleash Your Inner Worth, emphasizes the event as a movement for women to connect, grow, and celebrate together.
Futurist Jack Oldrich releases top farming and agriculture trends for 2025. Renowned futurist and best-selling author Jack Oldrich is set to share his insights on agricultural innovation at two major industry events this week. Oldrich will deliver keynotes at the Minnesota Wild Rice Council and the Indiana Farm Bureau annual conference, where he will discuss 12 transformative trends shaping farming in 2025. These trends include advancements in satellite technology for precision agriculture, the integration of artificial intelligence for crop selection and maintenance, and the rise of biological solutions and regenerative agriculture practices. Additionally, genetic advances, CRISPR gene editing, and quantum computing applications are revolutionizing crop improvement and modeling capabilities. Oldrich's expertise in agriculture is well known, with past engagements, including presentations from major industry players like the American Farm Bureau and Land O'Lakes.
Salon and Spa Galleria receives thanks from One Safe Place for its generous donations to recent beauty brunch. Salon and Spa Galleria received thanks from One Safe Place for its generous donations to the recent beauty brunch. The 8th annual beauty brunch was a success, providing survivors of human trafficking and domestic violence with a day of relaxation and rejuvenation. Multiple professionals from Salon and Spa Galleria donated their time and talent to offer complimentary beauty and wellness services, including haircuts, massages, facials, and makeup application. One Safe Place, a crime prevention agency in Fort Worth, organized the event with support from its Voices Committee and the Family Justice Center. Programs like Camp Hope and Project Safe Neighborhood aim to provide assistance and reduce violence in the community. Salon and Spa Galleria, with 23 locations in the U.S., offers salon suites for independent beauty professionals.
Swagger Magazine presented the Creators Gala at Miami Art Week, a night of art, style, and luxury, produced by Rockstar Entertainment and Night Train Entertainment. Swagger Magazine, the leading luxury lifestyle publication for modern affluent men, hosted the exclusive Creators Gala at Miami Art Week on December 5, 2024. The event, held at the stunning One Ocean South building in Miami Beach, showcased a perfect blend of art, luxury, and innovation. Guests enjoyed signature cocktails like the Swagger Margarita and Cindy Prado Paloma, featuring Authentico organic tequila. Hendrix Gin and Sensation Wines provided refreshing options, while Peroni Nastro Azzurro served premium Italian lager. Co-hosted by actor Jimmy Akingbola and model Cindy Prado, the gala featured the art exhibit Metamorphosis of Aphrodite Stone by Noreen Arakelian. The event also partnered with GettingAlong.com to support future global leaders, offering resources for personal growth and good citizenship. Produced by Rockstar Entertainment, Night Train Entertainment, and Jane Owen Public Relations, the Creators Gala was a standout event of Miami Art Week 2024. Mission Injury Law, a new personal injury law firm, puts San Antonio, Texas community first. Mission Injury Law is stepping up to ensure San Antonio's roads are safer during the festive season by offering free Uber rides through its Sober Ride program. Founder and lead attorney Will Clark stated, "Drunk driving is a devastating issue in Texas. And as advocates for victims of traffic accidents, we wanted to do something proactive to help our community this holiday season." The program provides complimentary Uber rides during high-risk events like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Concert on December 27th and the Valero Alamo Bowl on December 28th. By offering free rides, Mission Injury Law aims to reduce the risks of alcohol-related accidents and raise awareness about the importance of sober driving. Stay safe this holiday season by planning ahead, taking advantage of free rides, and being a responsible host. Follow Mission Injury Law on social media for updates and event information. A global joint statement condemns cancellation of international religious event in South Korea. An administrative decision by a South Korean government agency sparked international controversy, raising concerns about religious freedom. On November 27th, religious leaders and opinion leaders delivered a joint protest statement to the government of the Republic of Korea, condemning the cancellation of the venue rental on October 29th as an act of biased religious oppression through public power. Signed by 402 organizations, 758 religious representatives, and 977 individuals across the globe, totaling 1,735 signatories, the statement emphasized the psychological and financial damage caused to the international participants and highlighted the need for accountability. The joint protest statement demands accountability for this situation and calls for an official apology from the Gyeonggi Provincial Government and the Gyeonggi Tourism Organization to both domestic and international religious organizations and the global community.
Fort Worth area groups unite to aid survivors of human trafficking and domestic violence at the 8th Annual Beauty Brunch. Volunteers from various local groups in the Fort Worth area recently came together to support survivors of human trafficking and domestic violence at the 8th Annual Beauty Brunch. Organized by One Safe Places Voices Committee, survivors were treated to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation thanks to the generosity of Salon and Spa Galleria and its beauty professionals. The event provided survivors with complimentary beauty and wellness services, including haircuts, massages, facials, and more. This collaboration highlights the importance of community support in helping those in need. One Safe Place continues to offer vital resources for victims of domestic violence and human trafficking, working tirelessly to prevent crime and violence in Tarrant County.
The importance of work-life balance. Donice Gooden shares her journey towards work-life balance after attending the Essence Festival, emphasizing the importance of self-care. the festival provided a unique opportunity for networking and personal growth, highlighting the need to strike a balance between professional ambition and well-being. Through workshops and discussions, Donis found clarity on the intertwining paths of work and life, realizing the magic of blending hard work with joy and connection. Her experience serves as a reminder for others to prioritize self-care and happiness in the pursuit of success. For more information about Donis Gooden and her initiatives at No Girl Left Behind, please contact her at donisg@hierophantlaw.com.
Home of Fight announced the completion of Series A funding round led by new CEO Maddie Betts with backing from UFC stars. Home of Fight, the rapidly growing combat sports media platform, has announced the completion of its Series A funding round led by CEO Maddie Betts. The round includes investments from Growthbox Ventures, a Malta-based VC firm. Since January 2024, Home of Fight has doubled its social media following to over 1 million followers and added UFC stars John Onik, Gilbert Burns, and Renato Moicano to its team. CEO Maddie Betts stated that they are revolutionizing how fans consume MMA content with original programming and a network that covers all aspects of combat sports. The platform's expansion plans include comprehensive UFC event coverage, fighter-hosted podcasts, and specialized betting content. With the capital raised, Home of Fight aims to enhance content production capabilities and establish itself as a premier destination for MMA fans seeking diverse and high-quality content. Vincent to launch Backup and Recovery V8.1 on December 4, 2024, unveiling advanced data protection features. Vincent, a leading vendor in data protection, is set to launch Vincent Backup and Recovery V8.1 on December 4, 2024. The new version introduces advanced features like S3 Object Backup, Huawei Cloud ECS Backup, and a built-in disaster recovery lab. These enhancements aim to provide comprehensive data protection for enterprises worldwide, with improved usability and performance across platforms. With support for physical tape libraries and continuous data protection, Vincent Backup and Recovery V8.1 offers future-ready solutions for safeguarding critical data and ensuring system resilience. Stay tuned for the launch event on December 4th for product demonstrations and exclusive insights into the latest enhancements. Global joint statement condemns cancellation of venue for international religious event in South Korea. Prominent figures, including religious leaders, issued a joint statement condemning the cancellation of a venue rental in South Korea as biased religious oppression. The statement, signed by 402 organizations and 758 religious representatives, highlighted the impact on over 30,000 expected participants from 78 countries. The Gyeonggi Tourism Organization's last-minute cancellation has sparked protests and calls for an official apology. Despite prior approvals and safety inspections, the venue cancellation was attributed to pressure from opposing groups. Global leaders have demanded disciplinary action and measures to prevent future occurrences, emphasizing the importance of religious freedom and human rights.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.